Hello.
Hi, is this Sandy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Sandy. It's Lisa Taylor calling you from Notebook Writing. How are you doing today?
Well, okay. How are you?
Not too well. That's the reason why I reached out to you. I've sent you another detailed message. There has been an unfortunate situation with our merchant on which you paid the amount. And currently, the merchant has frozen our assets. In other words, a lump sum amount of $800K that has been stuck on the merchant. And they will only release it by the end of the month. So I was hoping if you can provide me the extension till the 1st of May, no later than that.
Yeah, I don't understand that stuff about the merchant and all that, but I'm very upset that obviously that I made this agreement with you. You promised me I'd get it by the 14th, and, you know, I had to call you. You should have contacted me if there was a problem. I shouldn't have had to contact you.
Yes, of course. That's the reason why I got back to you the very same day, because we tried to process it today itself.
Okay, here's the thing. If I don't have it on May 1st, I'm going to consider our agreement off the table. I'm going to want every penny back, and I'm going to take whatever action I need to take against Creative Design, whatever that is, and Gnome Book Marketing.
Of course.
Because this is just wrong.
Sandy, I'm giving you my word over on a recorded medium right now. I didn't trouble you on the first installment. You received it immediately, right? So have a little faith in me, and I will make sure that I get you your remaining installment back on the 1st of May. Without any hassle,
okay.
Without you reaching out to me, you will receive the funds directly into your account. By then, we will sort this out, the internal issue out with the merchant. All I need is just an extension till the 1st of May. That is it.
Okay. This is what I'm not going to take any action now. I'm not granting you an extension because I don't want to negotiate against myself. You owe me the money. If you pay it on May 1st and not after that, everything will be fine. If I'm not paid in full, the remaining balance on May 1st, then all bets are off. So,
of course,
you have your opportunity to cure your default by May 1st, but not any longer than that.
Absolutely.
So I don't know what day of the week May 1st is. So
let me check. Let me check really quickly. I have the calendar open, so I can. It's a Monday.
It's Monday.
So it'll be sorted. Yes.
Okay, and if it's not, like I said, I'll begin taking all steps to protect myself at that point. So,
of course.
Okay.
I understand
thank
that.
You.
Yes. Thank you so much, Sandy. I truly appreciate this. I will never forget. Have a nice weekend.
You too.